MSO Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone is joining us. Welcome to February, Andy.
We are here, and we're that much closer to spring training. The Red Sox don't have a manager, and will Mookie Betts stay or will he go? A lot of questions still to be answered.
Let's begin with Mookie Betts. What's the very latest? I mean, there was buzz that they were going to sign him. Now there's also buzz they may trade him.
Yeah, the word right now is he's going to get dealt possibly within the next few days, and the front runners appear to be the Dodgers or the Padres for Betts' services. We'll have to see how this all plans out. Basically getting in return, Red Sox are getting some prospects, maybe some minor major league caliber guys that can just step right in, but won't be a big haul that Red Sox fans would expect for someone like Betts. But I guess you can look at prospects in any way, and somewhere down the road one of those could pan out. But we'll have to see what's going to happen there. And of course, part of this deal will be if David Price gets linked in with Betts as well to get his money off the books. Apparently that's one of the snags with the Dodgers deal. They want the Red Sox to eat some of Price's contract if he is to go to L.A. with Betts. So we'll have to see how this all plays out.
Wow. All right. So the Red Sox and the cheating scandal, speaking of the Dodgers and Astros or whatever, and the World Series from 2017 or 2018, rather, what's the latest? They're not going to overturn World Series results, are they?
No. Commissioner Rob Manfred has said that Major League Baseball will honor the tradition of keeping the World Series champions as is and not going to change past history on that. So the Red Sox will remain the 2018 World Series champs no matter what happens in their investigation. Same deal with the Astros. Of course, their sentence has already come down, so there won't be any changes of rings going back to the jeweler or trophies being taken out of Fenway Park, so fans don't have to worry about that anytime soon.
Oh, my goodness, that's great. At least it wasn't the 2004 World Series. I mean, that would be awful if that was the case, right?
No, that was a whole different story right there.
Before we go to the manager situation, a couple of other player notes. What do you have for us?
Well, Red Sox did have a signing last week. They have re-signed first baseman Mitch Moreland to a one-year, $3 million contract with an option for 2021. So Moreland will probably end up in a platoon situation at first base with Michael Chavis, most likely, as the situation's going to pan out. So Mitch comes back for another year, and Dustin Pedroia suffered another setback while rehabbing his left knee out in Arizona. His status of spring training uncertain, so no word if Pedroia is going to hang it up or try to rehab some more and maybe come back at some point. But this keeps going on and on and on with Dustin, and who knows what will play out there, but it doesn't look good whatsoever. Red Sox have traded first baseman Sam Travis of the Rangers for a right-handed relief pitcher Jeffrey Springs. The Red Sox also designated infielder Marco Hernandez and pitcher Bobby Pointer. They were designated for assignment to make room for a couple other players that the Red Sox acquired in some minor deals. Hernandez and Pointer have cleared waivers, and they have been sent outright to Pawtucket.
Andy, so I am stunned that here we are, February 4, and the Red Sox did not name a manager. I really thought it would happen fast, but it hasn't. So what's that mean?
I don't really know what to make of it at this point, Bill. It's unsettling what it is. I mean, the pitchers and catchers have their first workout February 12th. I mean, that's next Wednesday. And then you look at the equipment truck left for Fort Myers out of Fenway yesterday, and there's really no one leading the charge. I think maybe the Red Sox are waiting to see if Major League Baseball is going to hand down their punishment for the sign stealing scandal to see do they implicate any of the bench coaches or members of the current staff. Maybe they're looking to go that direction, and they're looking outside the organization as well. But I've never heard of a team this close to spring training not having a manager in place. This has never happened before.
I had a meeting in Boston yesterday, Andy, and I ended up walking to the train by Fenway Park on my way home, and I forgot all about the equipment truck, but by the time I was there, I'm sure it was long gone, to be honest with it. But
it hit the road around noontime was the official departure, so I don't know what time you walked by there, but I'm sure the crowds are not as big with the truck as they were in years past. I know it got to be kind of wacky for a while. They were even covering live on Nesson back, within the last handful of years. But, I don't understand why people want to go watch a truck leave from the park, but hey, whatever. Whatever it takes.
I'll tell you, it was very quiet around Fenway, as a matter of fact. The ticket office was very quiet as I walked by there. All right, let's see. What other dates are there? Did we go through that coming up?
February 12th, as I mentioned, pitchers and catchers for their first workout in Fort Myers, and the first full squad workout will be February 17th. Red Sox play their first exhibition game February 21st against Northeastern.
Gotcha. All right. Any other organization notes or anything before we go to Major League Baseball news?
Well, one little note to mention, the father of Red Sox scout J.J. Altobelli, John Altobelli, was killed in a helicopter crash that killed basketball great Kobe Bryant over a week ago. So, you know, some sad news coming out of Fenway Park with that situation.
Absolutely. All right, so let's go to the Major League Baseball news away from the Red Sox. What else is happening?
Well, Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame will have two more inductees coming up in July. Shortstop Derek Jeter and outfielder Larry Walker were selected. Jeter fell one vote short of a unanimous election. Former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling finished third in the balloting with 70 of the 75% needed for election. So it looks like Schilling could be voted in with the next year or two, with no big names entering the ballot next year. Roger Clemens receiving 61% of the vote. Barry Bonds 60.7% as they're nearing the end of their run on the ballot. So who knows if they'll end up getting in the next year or two, but not seeming likely at this point.
Gotcha. All right. I know our time is short here. Andy, any other thing to share with us here and around the league?
Well, the Mets have finally hired their manager after letting Carlos Beltran go for his role with the 2017 Astros cheating scandal. They've hired one of their bench coaches, Luis Rojas, and then the Astros. They hired Dusty Baker as their new manager, so that was a nice hire by the Astros. Baker has managed 22 years in the majors with the Giants, Cubs, Reds, and Nationals.
I hear the Red Sox are looking at Snively Whiplash as their next manager.
And I hear that Bill Newell might get a look as well. I think that's why you were walking by Fenway yesterday. Phil said you were interviewing.
Gosh, boy, that got out of the bag fast. Oh, my God.
You know, we can't let good info like that just lie.
I know. All right, Andy, always good talking with you, and thanks for all the information.
Well, we appreciate it, and look forward to talking again soon.
You got it. Our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.